This is the brief on Tropical Storm Lala and its impact on Hawaii travel. With a 60-mile-per-hour storm bearing down on the islands this weekend, we've got to cut through the confusion so you know exactly how your specific vacation plans are affected. First, the impact absolutely depends on which island you're visiting. Think of Lala's path kind of like a train line. The Big Island? That's the first stop, taking a direct hit starting Friday night. They're actually under a hurricane warning, facing 74-mile-per-hour winds and up to a staggering 25 inches of rain. Maui is next, under a warning for Saturday. Meanwhile, Oahu and Kauai are the last stops. They're on tropical storm watches right now, which gives them much more time to prepare. Second, airlines are totally pivoting. Major carriers have issued weather waivers, so you can flexibly rebook without extra fees. And yes, some flights into Hilo are already canceled. So, should you just assume your flight is completely axed? Absolutely not. Definitely check directly with your airline, because waivers give you flexibility, but not every single flight is grounded. Finally, Thursday's emergency proclamation doesn't mean Hawaii is closed. The state's really just prepping. If your trip is next week, hold tight and don't panic. Cancel, but hey, if you're on the islands this weekend, the real danger isn't just ruined plans. Flash floods in steep terrain and deadly surf are immediate threats right now. Please, avoid the ocean and those gulches entirely, even if the water looks perfectly calm. Ultimately, your absolute best move this weekend is to know your specific island's alert level, confirm your flight status directly, and stay completely out of the water.